All right, so we'll say good morning. We left off, or I should say we're picking up this morning in the Shar Hasheni, page Lamed Hey, paragraph Ches. V'yesh anoshim rabim. Remember again, in the Shar Hasheni, we're talking about the fact that the second catalyst to tshuva is kishyavou yemei hazikna v'yigi yemei haseva, old age. Old age, all right, and we understood that old age really is a reference to a recognition that at some point in time a person is going to have to give an accounting for how they lived, for what they did, and as such, again, that recognition that I have to give an accounting is in and of itself the greatest catalyst to go out and do tshuva. Paragraph Ches. Ve'yesh anoshim rabim yimane mehem ara tshuva. Unfortunately, there are many people from whom is withheld the light of tshuva. It's a very profound idea, because they are pure and righteous in their own eyes. The greatest obstacle to tshuva is not chet. The greatest obstacle to tshuva is self-righteousness. When a person feels like I've done nothing wrong, a person feels like I have nothing to improve, a person feels like there's nothing really for me to do, if I don't feel that there's anything that's in a state of disrepair, then by definition there's no imperative to repair. He says, "Ki yidamu benafshem shemit tukanim veim chatoim lavshem od." There are some people that go through life thinking that they're in absolute order, that there's nothing that needs to be fixed, that there's nothing that needs to be addressed, and unfortunately, as a result, they engage in exceptionally sinful behavior. Halokasov ki adam ein tzadik bar tesher yaset ovlo yechta. And as Shlomo HaMelech writes in Koheles, there is no such thing as a righteous person on this earth who only does good and does not sin. Vanoshim ha'im me'asherim bozim l'dvar avonos v'lo yargisho v'levinu lamo o hoda aleihem chatosom v'nishkach milibam acharikim. So, and unfortunately, there are people that go through life totally unaware of their deficiencies. And I will say, so it could be that I do something wrong and I don't know that it's wrong. Okay, that happens sometimes. He's talking about over here a mindset where a person says, there's no need for me to repair. There's no need for me to do anything. There's no need for me to address any deficiencies because I'm totally fine. Such a person like that, who's not even open to the possibility that he's in a state of disrepair, will never go ahead and advance in life. Will simply remain rooted in place. He goes on, this could be like a person who is ill, but does not yet know that he's ill. He's ill, but he doesn't know that he's ill. So because he doesn't even realize or recognize or admit that he is ill, he can't even begin to contemplate or to think about the healing. Can't begin to think about the refuah if he doesn't acknowledge the fact that he's ill. The yichbat chal yotamid, and therefore his sickness becomes very intense upon him. Ad asher lo yuchal lehirafe, to the point that he's unable to be healed. Upamim tiyeh nesiba lazos mikol shabinasam. So sometimes a person doesn't recognize that they're sick. A person doesn't recognize that they're a chote because they don't understand, because they have a lack of knowledge. You know, sometimes I'm doing something wrong in life and I don't even know that it's wrong. I don't even know that's wrong. I'm not intending to sin, but I don't even realize that what I'm doing is incorrect. Sometimes ignorance is only a defense to a certain point in time. So meaning I could claim ignorance, but at a certain point in time, the counterclaim is, so why didn't you learn? So why didn't you ask? So why didn't you find out? So why didn't you try to advance yourself? He says, V'das derachav lo yechavasun, al-kein lo yishkod al-datos chacham etamideyem. See, if a person is not growth-oriented, then at the end of the day, they don't strive to learn. They don't strive to establish for themselves a teacher. They don't strive to go ahead and seek out additional ideas. Kinyan shne'emar, lo ye'ev leitz ocheach lo el chachamim lo yevich. As the Pasuk in Mishlei says, the letz, right? The letz, now letz can be translated a number of different ways. The letz could be the fool. The letz could ultimately be someone who's just simply not serious in life. So the late does not like rebuke, does not like hochacha, and to the chachamim, to the wise men, he does not go. So we'll say we'll stop over here for today, but understand again what the Shari Tshuva is introducing us to is this incredible yisod, where sometimes a person doesn't even realize they're ill. If I don't realize that I'm ill, if I don't realize that I'm in a state of spiritual disrepair, it's virtually impossible to go ahead and rectify that. It's an incredible idea, and sometimes you do this because it's difficult to admit that I'm in a state of disrepair. It's difficult to admit that I'm not perfect. It's difficult to admit that there are things that need to be fixed. But without that admission, without that discussion between myself, between me and myself, recognizing that there are things that have to change, there are things that have to be addressed, there are shortcomings, there are shortfalls that need to be looked at. So a person is like that chola, a person is like that ill person with an undiagnosed illness. As long as that illness remains undiagnosed, it's impossible to get proper treatment. All right, the boss, we'll stop over here. We'll pick up in Yeretz Hashem paragraph test tomorrow.